As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Now, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, April the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Excuse me. Yeah. Coming at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. A lot of news today. A lot of facts, too, I guess. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls will be welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. So many emails in the email box lately. Wow. It's hard to keep up with them all. And for those without internet access, listening by any of the affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri. It's E-X-E-T-E-R, 65647. Big shout-out this morning, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Sam and Trish, thank you so very much. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York. Big Jim, thank you, sir. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media Channel 16 and TalkStream Live, all carrying Become Vocal Local. So their local listening audiences this morning. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All that contact information can be found at our webpage, becomevocallocal.com. Chat room right there up and running already this morning. Precious metals recovering from a Monday profit taken. We'll talk about that. U.S. dollar weaker. That's in the news as well. Lockheed Martin profits surging on the Libyan purge. Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. Microchips for global travelers. No one is spared. United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development will be the main topic in the second hour. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Tuesday, options expiration day, Tuesday, April the 26th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading off another $2.80 at $1,504.60 an ounce. Silver lost another 92 cents at $46.06 an ounce. Platinum off $4 at $1,813. And palladium also down this morning $1 at $753. All of the global markets are in there squashing the precious metals. The lows and the highs in the gold market so far this morning, however, $1,495.10 for a low, $1,507.30 for a high, about a $10 spread in there. But at $1,504.60, your gold is up year to year, $351.90 for a 30.52% return on your investment. You wouldn't get that if you were investing in Bank of America. London gold fix this morning. The boys in London up and active again, ran up their little flags, rang the bell, and set the price at $1,505. We've been trading just a little bit below that this morning. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Your calls are welcome.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Big shout-out once again to Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Good morning. Good morning, all. Back into our market report for this morning, again out of New York City, active trading out of New York City. That's the way we say that here. Anyway, all the red ink all across the board here, lots of red ink this morning. But gold was off $2.80 at $1,504.60 at troy ounce. Silver off 92 cents at $46.06. Platinum down four at $18.13. Palladium off a buck at $7.53. The London gold fixed ends at $15.05. Overnight, virtually unchanged, the SPDR gold shares is showing that they're holding 1,229.64 metric tons, valued on State Street at $59.4 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 26 at 12,480. The NASDAQ was up 6 at 28.26, and the S&P 500 up but a scant 2 at 13.35. Crude oil this morning up 4 more cents at $112.32 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. As they are, the U.S. dollar index this morning continuing its decay and decline off another 15 basis points at 73.88. Watch as the U.S. dollar slides under the carpet. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange market, where we find this morning, based on this lower USDX, the decline there. It also reflects a decline in the Canadian loonie, where it comes down 19 basis points, yet exchanges against the U.S. buck, a rooney, at $1.04. The Mexican peso up 16 basis points. What do you know about that? Anyway, up 16 basis points, 11.5926 pesos per dollar. You can pick them up at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 34 basis points at $1.46 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound strong, but moving down 10 basis points at $1.65. And that Swiss franc continuing to amaze all, up another 42 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.14. Swiss franc has been making some very good moves in the past 12 months. The bond market this morning, this is your U.S. Treasuries, bonded indebtedness. The yield on the two-year Treasuries is 0.64. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.35% and the 30 at 4.44. In the mortgage pit this morning, 15-year mortgages, fixed-rate mortgages, moved down from 4.03% a month ago to 3.99 this morning. And the 30-year moves down from 4.82 to 4.77. Your prime rate stands at 3.25% unchanged. And your gold to silver ratio, 32.67 ounces of silver. Pick you up 1 ounce of gold. Lots of happenings this morning. Yesterday, of course, on the 25th, we had the new home sales. And boy, that went six ways to Sunday. Everybody had a different flying take on that one. We'll report that one right off of Econoday in a moment. The ICSC Goldman store sales report is out. Redbook is out. The Case-Shiller home index is out. Consumer confidence should be out as well. You just go ahead and click on that now and open that in a new link. And let's jump over here and take a look, see what we got. New home sales yesterday. We've got a couple of different articles. You can find them up on Bloomberg this morning. We might even cover one of them. But everybody was excited about what they were getting off of this new home sales report. But actually, as we always do, we go right straight to the horse's mouth, so to speak. We didn't go to Realty Track for this information, but went to the Econoday website. And this is what they said yesterday. New home sales, new homes are showing some life, but trends point to an uphill battle. Does that sound like good news? Let's say it again. New homes are showing some life, but trends point to an uphill battle. Sales of new homes jumped more than expected in March, but from February's severely depressed level, that, despite an upward revision, is a record low for this series that goes back to 1963. So all of the glossators and bloggers and everybody else was going, wow, yippee, it's up. But it wasn't up. The record low that goes all the way back to 1963. Prices were mixed in March, but the median price did bounce back from February's 8-year low. And supplies did ease for the best reading since December. It's not a good report at all. I can't even imagine how the writers spun this one. Anyway, yet a first quarter to fourth quarter sales comparison puts March in perspective, showing a 1.9% contraction. A look at March numbers shows a 300,000 unit annual sales rate versus 270,000 in February, which was revised from 250,000. So, you don't like these numbers? Don't worry about it. Just wait another week and they'll change them. And 312 in January, revised from 301,000. The median price rose 2.9% to $213,800 for a year-on-year contraction of 4.9%, less deep than February's contraction of 6.4%. The average price fell 3.8%, but year-on-year contraction of 6.1%. is also moderating. Supply at the current rates fell to 7.3 months from 8.2 in February. So they got 7.3 months of houses out there on a market where nobody's got a job, nobody's buying, ain't nobody's selling, and even the rich in Las Vegas are giving up their mansions. Here's the ICSC Goldman store sales, again, right off the Econoday website. Solid Easter demand. That's right. All that artificial green grass in little baskets and little cheap Chinese plastic crap eggs filled with who knows what. Yeah, all that. Solid Easter demand gave a 0.4% lift to ICSC Goldman same store sales. That's 0.04 too little, right? Anyway, But the report, citing high gas prices, warns that the post-Easter lull may hurt retailers more than usual. So if you, like myself, wait to buy your Easter candy until 2 weeks after Easter, things are going to be looking pretty rosy for you. You might be able to get quite the deal on those chocolate Easter bunnies. I always like to go right for the ears, don't you? Redbook, at a plus 5.3% year-on-year same-store sales rate in the April 23rd week, Redbook reports a significantly greater Easter effect, the Easter effect. Wow. They're like, what's that? The Easter effect. Rocks rolling around. Yeah. The tombs are opening. The greater Easter effect than the ICSC Goldman, whose rate is more than 2 percentage points lower. Redbook reports last-minute Easter demand for children's apparel and candy and forecasts a 1.2% gain. Well, I guess some people went out and got dressed up for Easter. Ishtar, as we say it here. S&P Case-Shiller, the home price index. S&P Case-Shiller data are mixed in what is probably a good sign for home prices, which have been in a long and damaging slide. Seasonally adjusted data for the Composite 10 Index shows a 0.2% decline for February, less steep than the 0.3% decline revised from a minus 0.2% and a 4% decline of the prior 2 months. These are 3 months moving averages, which indicate that February showed little change. Well, ain't gonna get no change, baby. Ain't gonna be no change. Right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Out here, we make it a habit of going to the Econoday website first place every morning just to see what the economists are saying, you know. It's always kind of a head-scratcher. But anyway, the market consensus before the announcement, this is Consumer Conference. How confident are you feeling this morning, America? The conference board's Consumer Confidence Index in March fell 8.6 points to 63.4. I don't know what it means. I don't know what these numbers mean. They're just numbers, okay? That's what economists do. They number. They figure. And as they say, figures lie, all right? Well, anyway, they can lie. It depends on how you work them. Geopolitical uncertainties in Libya and Middle East and higher prices for gasoline and food continue have begun to make consumers nervous. What? Continue. Boy. Maybe I got to back up a little bit. No, I don't have to back up a little bit. The guy just wrote it wrong. Geopolitical uncertainties in Libya and the Middle East and higher prices for gasoline and food continue to make consumers nervous. We just crossed out the things that we didn't either. But nerves appear to have been calmed a bit, as seen in a modest gain in the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for mid-April. Well, I guess they're confident over there at the University of Michigan. But who cares, right? I don't. Probably you don't either. Let's go over here to the other side of the browser. I'm going to pick up a couple of things. First of all, I thought this was rather interesting, if I can find the correct one. Let's see. Here we go. Don't get very much local news. Not good news, by no means. April 26, new news, though. This is off, of all places, the BBC. I didn't hear this on the local news, but storms and tornadoes hit central U.S., killing five. At least five people have been killed in the U.S. state of Arkansas. Oh, that's a clever way of saying it. The U.S. state of Arkansas. I guess that would be the Japanese prefecture of Fukushima. As storms and tornadoes careened, it says careered, it should be careened, up a swath of the central United States. That would be right here. Three died as floodwaters swept their cars off the road in the state's northwest, while two people died in a small town possibly hit by a tornado. Meanwhile, in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, 17,000 residents are hoping a levee holds and prevents major flooding. Storms have pummeled states across the region for weeks, and more rain is due and falling now. More than a dozen tornadoes were reported in Texas and Arkansas on Monday night. In eastern Texas, damage was reported in the largely rural Houston County, but the extent was unclear. Folks, if you haven't been watching the weather maps, they have been rather dramatic. Wow. Unbelievable. They have just been absolutely pummeled with lightning for the last week. Incredible. More rain than we can handle. Everything is soaked. I've got standing water in the yard. I guess the federal government would be interested to know that. Well, you should keep your mouth shut. Anyway, more than a dozen tornadoes again reported in Texas and Arkansas. In eastern Texas, damage was reported in largely rural Houston County, but the extent was unclear because much of the area was without power. Wouldn't be very clear without power, would it? In Arkansas, two residents of the town of Vilonia, north of Little Rock, died what meteorologists said was probably a tornado swept through town. Could have been something else. Might have been Al-Qaeda. I don't know. The town's gone. I read this morning. I couldn't believe it. They're not sure what swept through town. Could have been a bunch of Mexicans or something. I don't know. Chiquita Bananas. But the town's gone, said resident Sheldon Brock from a petrol station outside of Vilonia. Authorities have closed roads around the town and urged residents not to try to return to help with the clear-up. Let's give that to you again. I almost spit coffee onto my monitor screen. In Arkansas, two residents of the town of Vilonia, about 25 miles north of Little Rock, died when what meteorologists said was probably a tornado swept through the town. What else could it have been? The town's gone, resident Sheldon Brock said from a petrol station outside of Vilonia. In the northwest of Arkansas, floodwater swept vehicles off the road, emergency officials said, killing a man and a woman in Madison County and Washington County. A woman died, but her 11-year-old son survived. I wonder if anyone else survived. I wonder if anyone else died. The governors of the states of Arkansas and Kentucky have declared states of emergency, but then that's kind of something that they've done long ago. Levees under strain? In southeastern Missouri, residents of Poplar Bluff are hoping a saturated levee withstands more rain. As the Black River swelled, murky water was flowing over the levee at many points and creeping towards homes in the floodplain. Some homes had already flooded, but many more at risk if the levee breaks, as forecasters warn it is in imminent danger of doing. Some 1,000 homes have been evacuated. The National Guard has dispatched 200 soldiers and rescue equipment to the town. At least 150 people are seeking shelter at a concert venue. Well, I hope they got a good artist there. Anyway, the storm system that has blown through northeastern Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Why don't they mention Missouri? Anyway, bigots, anyway. Oklahoma and Arkansas is now predicted to move into Illinois and Wisconsin to the northeast. Look out, folks. Look out. But a second system will follow on behind, bringing more rain, said Greg Garbin from the Storm Prediction Center, Norman, Oklahoma. University of Oklahoma, Norman. I think we'll see substantial flooding. I'd say you're pretty right there, Bubba. Arkansas to Illinois, that corridor, they've already had incredible rainfall, and this is going to aggravate the situation, and boy, won't it ever. Kind of interesting. Don't usually do this, but I just wondered, you know, this day in history and all that stuff. So I went up and just typed in April 26th, this day in history. This is what popped up off the Wikipedia. Interesting events have happened on this day. I wanted to scroll down to this. How would I have known to go there and do something I've never done before? But if we go down here and scroll down in here, first of all, NASA's Ranger 4 spacecraft crashed onto the moon on this day in 1962. That's right. NASA's Ranger 4 spacecraft crashed onto the moon. But it's also the day of Chernobyl. Here it is. In 1986, a nuclear reactor accident occurs at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Soviet Union, now the Ukraine, creating the world's worst nuclear disaster until Fukushima. In 1989, the deadliest tornado in world history strikes central Bangladesh, killing upwards of 1,300, injuring 12,000, leaving as many as 80,000 homeless. In 1991, 70 tornadoes broke out in the central United States, and before the outbreaks end, Andover, Kansas would record the year's only F5 tornado. Well, we'll talk about F5s and F3s and things like that in a minute when we talk about Lockheed Martin, but there's a lot more that went on in here. Very interesting lineup. The Geneva Convention, an effort to restore peace in Indochina and Korea, began in 1954. Well, anyway, there's more here. As the story that never seems to go away, you wouldn't want to be the number two man in the Al-Qaeda, I'll guarantee you that. This off the BBC. Al-Qaeda, Afghan's number two, Abdul Ghani, killed by NATO. International forces in Afghanistan say they've killed their number two insurgent target in the country, senior Al-Qaeda leader, Abdul Ghani. The Saudi citizen died in an airstrike almost 2 weeks ago in Kunar province. Kind of late news, isn't it? Well, anyway, here's the update. Abdul Ghani, also known as Abu Hafs al-Najid, ran training camps and planned attacks on tribal leaders and foreigners, the NATO statement said. NATO estimates some 100 al-Qaeda members still operate in Afghanistan. How many troops do we have in Afghanistan for 100 al-Qaeda members?
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I picked up a tip on this one last evening listening to another broadcast. President Obama, you want to call him that, go ahead, failed to release a statement or a proclamation recognizing the national observance of Easter Sunday, Christianity's most sacred holiday. Yeah. By comparison, the White House has released statements recognizing an observance of the major Muslim holidays and released statements in 2010 on Ramadan, Eid ul-Fitr, Hajj, and Eid ul-Adha. The White House also failed to release a statement marking Good Friday. However, they did release an eight-paragraph statement heralding Earth Day. Likewise, the usurper's weekend address mentioned neither Good Friday or Easter. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney was asked about this today and laughed, ha ha, you know, the president went to church yesterday. It was well covered. I'm not sure if we put out a statement or not. A surprised reporter noted that Easter was one of the holiest days of Christian holidays and asked Carney, quote, "You don't know if you put out a statement," close quote. Carney snickered again, bowed his head, and retorted, "I'm glad you're asking me these important questions, guys." That's your president. Here's another one off Fox Nation. The White House fails to release an Easter proclamation. Of course, you can find in the related stories section here a statement by the president on the occasion of Ramadan, the statement by the president of Hajj and Eid al-Adha, the statement by the president on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr. But here's the article, written again for Fox Nation, yesterday's news. Barry the usurper failed to release a statement or a proclamation recognizing the nation's national observance of Easter Sunday. I mean, he didn't even slur it, you know? Could have gone Ishtar, like I do. Christianity's most sacred holiday. By comparison, the White House has released statements recognizing the observance of major Muslim holidays, blah, blah, blah. The White House also failed to release a statement marking Good Friday, blah, blah, blah. However, the first family did attend an Easter Sunday worship service at a Baptist church, and last week, the president hosted an Easter breakfast for Christian ministers. In that gathering, the president spoke openly about the Christian faith. Not his Christian faith, but the Christian faith. And today, the president and the first lady will host 30,000 people for the annual White House Easter Egg Roll, the secular celebration of Ishtar, including readings, games, and a yoga garden. This year's theme, quote, Get Up and Go, close quote, is part of the First Lady's anti-obesity campaign and will also display produce from the White House garden. Who knows how much that produce is costing us, but 30,000 people attended for an Easter egg roll, and the usurper couldn't even recognize Easter in his weekend address. In 2010, the usurper was criticized for releasing an all-inclusive Easter greeting. He reached out to Jews and Muslims and Hindus and people of no faith at all in a statement about a holiday that is uniquely Christian. Quote, All of us are striving to make a way in this world to build a purposeful, that's your purpose-driven church there, and fulfilling life in the fleeting time we have here, the usurper said in his 2010 Easter meeting or message. A dignified life, a healthy life, a life true to its potential, a life that serves others. That's your August Comtean humanitarian twist there, positivist that he is. These are aspirations that stretch back through the ages, aspirations at the heart of Judaism, at the heart of Christianity, at the heart of all the world's great religions, the president added. When the White House released statements about Muslim holidays, no attempts were made to include Christianity or to mention a spirit of inclusivity. For example, in his 2010 statement on Hajj and Eid al-Adha, the usurper made no reference to Christianity or any other religion. By contrast, former President George the Shrub Bush traditionally included scripture passages in his Easter messages and made a point to explain what Easter is about. Like the usurper, however, he did not release statements marking Good Friday. In 2007, he said, quote, The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most important event of the Christian faith, close quote. Quote, On this powerful day, let us join together and give thanks to the Almighty for the glory of His grace, he added, close quote. In his 2008 Easter message, President Bush, MBW, said, Quote, The resurrection of Jesus Christ reminds people around the world of the presence of a faithful God who offers a love more powerful than death. Easter commemorates our Savior's triumph over sin, and we take joy in spending this special time with family and friends and reflecting on the many blessings that fill our lives. During this season of renewal, let us come together and give thanks to the Almighty who made us in His image and redeemed us in His love. Well, at least Bush had a better scriptwriter and press secretary than the usurper. Here's a little bit more. Ford, first quarter net rises 22% as vehicles win higher prices. All right. Ford Motor Company, this is written by Keith Naughton for Bloomberg New News. Ford Motor Company, FMC here, the second largest U.S. automobile manufacturer, said first quarter profit rose 22% to the most for the period since 1998, as it commanded higher prices for fuel-efficient new models. All right? Higher prices for fuel-efficient new models. So once again, and we've run this out, we did that with the Ford Fusion, just amortize it out, look at the number of miles that you're gonna, you know, anticipate to get for one of these automobiles, and then factor in your savings because of the increased gas mileage, your savings as opposed to the higher prices of fuel. And what you'll find, as I have on paper, that there is no savings, ain't no change. They can talk about more fuel-efficient vehicles, but as long as they continue to see the cost of gasoline and diesel go higher and higher and higher, it's not going to save you anything. Net income climbed to $2.55 billion from $2.09 billion a year earlier. Now, wait until we get to the article about Lockheed Martin. Just kind of keep that $2.55 billion in the back of your mind. Excluding some items, profit was 62 cents a share, beating the 50-cent share of 14 analysts compiled by Bloomberg, blah, blah, blah. Down dropping into the article, Chief Executive Officer Allen, that's spelled A-L-A-N, by the way, for those of you that keep track of that sort of thing, Allen Mulally has revived the automaker with a focus on fuel economy and raised U.S. prices twice this year as the cost of gasoline gained 26%. So the price of gasoline has gone up 26%. The price of the automobiles have gone up as well, up 3.9%. All right, but what's the mileage doing? What's the mileage doing? Ford has more fuel-efficient models. Even their pickups and their Explorer get a lot better mileage. Now, a lot better mileage, that's very subjective, said Gary Bradshaw, a fund manager at Dallas-based Hodge Capital Management, which owns about 200,000 Ford shares. Quote, they're much better prepared for these high oil prices. You mean better prepared for the high oil prices? How long do they have the heads up? The net income marks the most profitable first quarter since a $17.6 billion net income in 1998. Ford continues, Ford's new Fiesta subcompact gets 40 miles per gallon in highway driving. This is the year, what, 2011? I remember back to 1978 when I drove my only really brand new car off the lot, a 1978 Honda Civic. And in 1978, my brand new Honda Civic drove off that lot, and for all the miles that I drove it, it pegged just about 40 miles per gallon all the time. Wow. We've really come a long way, baby. And the redesigned Explorer Sport Utility vehicle boosted its fuel efficiency about 30%, but they don't mention how many miles per gallon a Ford Explorer gets. Well, anyway, let's go to the next one. Pick this one up. Lockheed profits up 5.6 on Patriot sales. That's right. Three-cornered hats, 50-caliber muskets, mourner's benches. Oh, wait a minute. That's not what they're selling here. Gopal Ratnam writing this, new news for Bloomberg. Lockheed Martin Corporation, the world's largest defense company, said that the first quarter profit rose by 5.6%, aided by higher sales of its Patriot anti-missile system, and it boosted its full-year profit estimate because of a favorable tax settlement. Profit from continuing operations increased to $548 million, or $1.55 a share from $519 million. The Bethesda, Maryland-based Lockheed said today in a statement, but we'll come back and look at some of the billions and billions and billions here.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
If you're looking for a place to cut a little fat out of the budget here, you know, I don't know whether Boner's popped up and looked at this or not, but he ought to. Anyway, Lockheed, again, profit is up 5.6%. It's higher than that, but we'll just go with their numbers. Let's continue. It says that beat, well, profit from continuing operations increased to $548 million and blah, 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 a year earlier. Bethesda, Maryland-based Lockheed said today in a statement. That beat the $1.51 average estimate of 20 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. They're talking about stock shares here, folks. Sales increased 2.9% to $10.6 billion. Here's your tax dollars at work. Full-year profits will be in the range of $6.95 to $7.25 a share, an increase of 25 cents at both ends of the range from its previous estimates in January. Why? Because of a favorable U.S. tax settlement. Now, you wouldn't want to tell Ed and Elaine Brown about that. They didn't quite get a favorable U.S. tax settlement and are doing life in prison. But Lockheed Martin, they're booking the big one, $10.6 billion in sales. The chief executive officer, Robert Stevens, and other defense company executives face the prospect of a steeper decline in U.S. defense spending beyond the $78 billion five-year reduction announced by Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Barry the usurper on the April the 13th announced a $400 billion of additional cuts in national security spending through 2023. They got $400 billion that they can actually take out, folks. Lockheed and the Pentagon's largest weapons program, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, still sitting in a hangar someplace, is delayed and facing cost overruns. They got a pig in a hangar someplace, and they keep putting lipstick on it. Lockheed also is facing a squeeze on the stealthy jet's profits as the Pentagon is shifting to fixed-price contracts. In other words, they've just been running on an open ticket here, all right? Defense budget Stevens also said the lack of an approved 2011 defense budget for the first 6 months of the fiscal year, which began in October, could hurt programs. Still, the company maintained its 2011 revenue goal in the range of $45.7 billion to $47.2 billion, analysts surveyed by Bloomberg Forecast. Lockheed fell 34 cents, blah, 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 Standard & Poor's, blah, blah, blah. Sales at two of Lockheed's four units rose during the quarter, led by a 6.8% gain in aeronautics, which includes the F-16, the F-22, and the F-35 fighter jets, as well as a C-130J transport plane. Sales at the unit rose to $3.18 billion, while profits remained unchanged at $331 million. Space Systems sales declined 4.7% to $1.8 billion, Lockheed said. Unit profits rose 4.8% to $217 million. Electronic Systems, the unit that makes anti-missile systems, including the Patriot Advanced Capability 3, or PAC-3 missiles, and oversees the Navy's littoral combat ship, Littoral, report a 6.4% gain in sales to $3.4 billion. Unit profits increased 10% to $417 million, aided by higher volumes of PAC-3 work, the company said. Information Systems, sales at the Information Systems, that would be Infosys, and Global Solutions unit, fell by 3.6% to $2.15 billion. Profit at the unit, which provides information technology services to U.S. agencies, including the Pentagon, remained about the same at $194 million, but they still can't tell you what hit the Pentagon or why it hit it. Lockheed's discontinued operations, or if anything hit it, I should say, Lockheed's discontinued operations for the quarter included the Enterprise Integration Group, which was sold to Veritas Capital for $815 million, the sale of the Pacific Architects and Engineers unit to a private equity firm from Lindsay Goldberg was completed on April the 4th, and no sales terms were disclosed. So, anyway, this is where your tax dollars are going, right? Yeah. Biggest banks beating estimates can't hide 13% drop in revenue. Banks ain't doing too good this morning. New news, Don Capecchi writing this for Bloomberg. Biggest percentage drop in quarterly revenues in 3 years, driven by lower lending and reduced fees, is damping investor appetite for shares of the six largest U.S. banks. All right, now they give you these lists. You know, some people pay attention to this, some don't. This particular article has all the hot links, so you could go and visit these banks' websites and scan around a little bit for yourself. I would particularly pay attention to the board of directors on these various banks and see how these boards, bank boards interlock at the top. And you'll find all kinds of interesting people over here, like Tony Blair, of all places. You know, my goodness. Anyway, here they are, the six big lenders, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Inc., Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. They fell 13.3% in the first quarter from a year earlier, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Pre-tax, pre-provision profits, which exclude taxes, loan loss provisions, and one-time items, are considered a better gauge of profitability than earnings. You know, we used to talk about it, price-to-earnings ratios, but you never hear that anymore. I don't know why. Well, five of the banks beat analyst estimates, and J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo reported record quarterly earnings. Anemic revenue and a steady drop in pre-provision profits have kept investors at bay. You know, we heard all about Goldman Sachs. You know, every day was a profit day last year. Wow. Guess not this year. You're seeing people back off of exposure to this space because of a lack of loan growth and poor revenue growth, said Paul Miller, a former examiner for the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia and an analyst for FBR Capital Markets in Arlington, Virginia. Quote, it's not a sell-off. It's more of a slow drift down. These stocks are going to trade very weak, close quote, until their loan books and revenues start to grow. Why bother? With unemployment stuck above 8%, housing prices falling again, and restrictions on how much they can charge for services, U.S. lenders are underperforming the broader market. That's true even as more than 80% of the first 28 institutions to report quarterly earnings met or beat analyst estimates. Melissa Roberts and Alyssa Niemeyer, analysts at KBW Inc., wrote in an April 20 research note titled taking some heat, even if you beat. Average loans among the largest banks fell 6% in the first quarter from last year. Loans still make up half of the bank revenues, and loan growth is negative. We have spent the last few weeks on the road visiting investors. The overwhelming feedback on banks was, why bother? Interesting. Interesting developments, no doubt about it. Here's another one. Sales of new homes in the U.S. increased 11.1% in March to 300,000 annual rate. Now, remember, I shared with you right off of Econo Day the real story, but listen to the spin on this one. This by Shabana Chandra, writing for Bloomberg. Again, look at the headline. Sales of new homes in the U.S. increased 11.1% in March. Purchases of new houses in the U.S. rose in March from a record low as the weakest industry in the economy strained to recover. New home sales, tabulated when contracts are signed, climbed 11.1% to 300,000 annual pace, faster than forecast. Figures from the Commerce Department showed today in Washington. The median estimate in a Bloomberg News survey called for a rise to 280,000. Housing prices fell from a year ago. Well, if you continue and read through this whole article, and it's lengthy, you don't get the kind of information that we got in three simple sentences on Econo Day. Shabana Chandra, shame on you for writing such an article and putting it out. Anyway, here's another one. The dollar, anyway, goes this way. Dollar advances as stock drops sap demand for assets tied to global growth. It's all this about. Allison Bennett, writing again for Bloomberg. Why do we go to the Bloomberg website? Man, if you want to get right in tight to Manhattan, you want to get close to Wall Street, go visit with Michael Bloomberg's website. All right? That's my opinion. You can let somebody else, you know, let the authors do the spin, and then you can do the background, but it gives you all the clues of what's going down each on a day-by-day basis. The dollar advanced against most of its major counterparts, advancing from a record low against the Australian currency as a drop in U.S. stocks sapped demand for assets related to global economic growth. I mean, you can only go through this redistribution of wealth scheme so far, you know, before the, like we say, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Eventually, poor Peter is broke, despondent, downtrodden, and Paul, the parasite, parasitic Paul, he perishes for Peter's lack of ability to continue to donate anymore. Humanitarianism only goes so far. Altruism is a failed concept. With that, we'll be right back after the top of the hour break. Second hour straight ahead.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Let's blow along a little further in this particular article we're looking at off the Bloomberg website by Allison Bennett. New news for today, dollar advances and stocks drop, saps demand for assets tied to global growth. And it goes on and continues. It says Sweden's krona touched the highest level in more than 2 years versus the dollar on bets that the Riksbank will increase borrowing costs further after last week's boost. The Swiss franc traded its strongest level in 40 years against the greenback as investors sought an alternative to the U.S. currency. Right? We've seen the dollar strengthen, and it seems to be falling in line with the sell-off in the U.S. equity market, said Paresh Apadra. Oh, my goodness. Head of America G10 Currency Strategy of Bank of AmeriCorps in New York. That has helped provide some support to the dollar. Continuing, dollar appreciating continues. U.S. stocks fell, sending the Standard & Poor 500 index down for the first time in 4 days. The gauge dropped 0.2%. When you read these articles, there's a lot of interesting material in there, but it makes for a slow read on air. But here, risk on, Swiss is bid. Risk off, Swiss is more bid, said Greg Anderson. It always seems to be bid. And we've been seeing this, following this, as we give you the foreign exchange rates each and every morning. The Swiss franc has gone up a lot in the last 12 months. There was a strong move by this, their central bank to push it down. They got it down below parity with the U.S. dollar. I think it was like in the 80 or 89 range, somewhere in there. And then it just kept coming right back. Swedish krona, and again, this is this basket of currencies, this trade-weighted basket of currencies, the U.S. dollar index, USDX. You can find out more about that on theice.com. This trade-weighted basket of currencies. The Swedish krona climbed as much as 0.8% to 6.0591 versus the dollar, the strongest level since August of 2008. After the Riksbank increased its target lending rate last week by a quarter percentage point to 1.75%, the krona later traded at blah, blah, blah. European Central Bank raised its main refinancing rate earlier this month to 1.25%. Policymakers left the door open for more rate increases, even as nations such as Greece and Ireland struggled with debt turmoil. So all across the world, all around the world, there's all kinds of ups and downs going on financially. And again, I just refer you back to the Institute for New Economic Thinking, the Bretton Woods II conference in New Hampshire, where George Soros spent, I think, what was it, $50 million inviting all of his cronies to come in. And if you go back and listen to those conferences and listen to those discussions and debates, not much debate, mostly just conferences, George Soros is really trying to get his economic model of reflexivity floated at a time when all of the other economic models seem to be broken. The major economists, the academians and bankers are confused. They don't seem to have any consensus. It doesn't bode well for us, okay? The master blasters have dropped their hula hoop. Here's another drop. Oil drops from a 31-month high in Saudi Arabia, signals discomfort with the price. What's up with this? Sherry Sue, Ayesha Daya, writing this for Bloomberg. Crude retreated from a 31-month high in New York after Saudi Arabia's national oil company indicated the kingdom isn't comfortable with current prices. Futures slid after Saudi Aramco chief executive officer, Aramco now, remember, Aramco, that goes way back a long time ago, that's the petrodollar. Futures slid after Saudi Aramco chief executive officer, Khalid Al-Fali, said the world's biggest crude exporter is concerned about the impact of prices on economic growth. Oil also declined with other commodities amid speculation that the Federal Reserve may end its bond buying program. Our report tomorrow may show supplies to U.S. priest. Wait, right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, back to this article off of the Bloomberg website, just kind of dialoguing in the chat room. Welcome back to our Tuesday, April the 26th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Now in the second hour, the first hour of today's broadcast, through a variety of news off the various sites, lots of interesting stuff that's laying out there. I want to finish this article, however, because it has something relevant to say, as opposed to others. Crude retreated from a 31-month high again in New York after Saudi Arabia's national oil company indicated the kingdom isn't comfortable with the current prices. All right, I've been saying all along, you know, all this nonsense about Libya, you know, well, this is going to give us a little bit of an opening to that as we go through the article. But oil has come down after Saudi Arabia signaled it isn't happy with current prices because it fears the impact on the global economy, said Carsten Fritsch, an analyst at the Commerce Bank AG in Frankfurt. The downward trend is also in line with the fall in all commodities. Now, we're going to need to check that all commodities falling deal as we look across the spectrum, copper and wheat and cotton and everything else being in higher and higher all the time. But oil for June delivery on the New York Merck fell as much as $1.16 to $111.12 a barrel. The contract was at $112.03 at 12:05 p.m. in London. That was not last week. That's not old news. That's this morning, 12.05 p.m. in London. Yesterday, it traded at $113.48, the highest since September the 22nd of 2008. Brent crude for June settlement on the London-based ICE Futures Europe was up 20 cents at $123.86 a barrel. You can imagine how this Aramco Saudi chief officer here, Khalid El Fayyal, might be a little bit concerned about these high prices in the face of economic upheaval. You know, this goes in and cuts right to the chase. The United States of America and others in the developed countries are supposed to pick up the slack for everybody else. You can't cut your nose off to spite your face and rob people out of their paychecks to just pay these oil pimps this kind of money. Saudi Arabia is committed to maintaining 3 million to 4 million barrels a day of idle capacity, Al Faleh said in Seoul, that would be South Korea, quote, "We are not comfortable with oil prices where they are today. We're concerned about the impact it could have on global economic growth," he repeated himself. The U.S. Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, begins its two-day policy meeting today. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is scheduled to speak. Now, a lot of people are going to wonder, or still wondering, whether he's actually going to come clean and fess up that QE3 is looming on the horizon. If QE3 is not looming on the horizon, and many, including Robert Chapman, believe that it must be, then they're going to have to come up with some other strategy. But as I've mentioned, even from George Soros and the boys at Bretton Woods, they don't have any immediate solutions in mind. They're out there talking about how could we change curriculum. What kind of changes could we make in academia? All right? And I think it's a little bit, you start talking about what can we do in college, that's just a little bit, a bit of a stretch for us to accept. I mean, we're going to have to wait how many, months, years before these young people come out of school? And then what? All right? We need something more than that. In Nigeria, voters will cast ballots in state government governorship elections today, amid sectarian tensions triggered in Africa's top oil producer by the re-election of President Goodluck Jonathan. Wow, what a name, huh? On April the 16th, voting will take place in 26 of the 36 states. Nigeria is the fourth biggest source of U.S. crude imports so far this year, according to the Energy Department. So the fourth biggest source. So we get oil from Nigeria and South America and Canada. Our primaries, probably from Mexico as well. Don't know that one for sure. Nigeria's production of sweet crude oil is definitely an exponential price factor now that Libya's sweet crude oil production is out, said Bjorn Scheidelrop, or Shieldrop, chief commodities analyst at Stockholm-based SEBAB, sent a note. With a governorship election today in Nigeria, we see little downside in Brent crude. And then it goes on, talks about stockpiles at the Cushing hub, dropping 770 barrels to 41.1 million, blah, blah, blah. Lots of stuff. Read the article. It's up there. Take a look at it. Keep this in your mind. U.S. gasoline supplies probably dropped 1 million barrels in the period ended April the 21st. Distillate fuel supplies, including diesel and heating oil, were estimated to have increased by 600,000 barrels. I mean, we're just... we're swimming in the oil, and that's the way it's going, but the prices are still terribly high. Let's go over here and go live. Say good morning to Fritz in Missouri. Good morning, Fritz.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just absolutely stellar.
Groovy. And you're staying dry, I hope?
Well, that I would say in public.
Well, the only thing I can think of good about all the rain we've had is that the dogwoods love it. The dogwood blossoms love the cool, wet. We've got a heck of a lot of dogwoods in blossom this year.
Yeah, I've got a big, beautiful, white, flowering dogwood right behind my house at the kitchen window, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, they are. Well, I've been going to the commission meetings here in my county on Monday morning, and the third week was yesterday. My third week, and of course yesterday they didn't have a meeting because it was an evening meeting. It was the last Monday of the month, so it was the big evening meeting, but which was good because nobody was in the courthouse, and I managed to snag a sit down with the commissioner, with the presiding commissioner. We talked for about 50 minutes in his office.
50?
And got some...
Like as in...
50.
Okay, wow. Good one.
Yeah. He's a real nice guy. He's a carpenter like you and me and Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Been in contracting most of his life, and he and his wife are building a winery right now, not just out of town, you know, mm-hmm. a ways, over by the Bison Farm.
Okay.
And, but we just, you know, talk like people getting to know each other would talk. We just kind of tried to skip over some different issues and get a little feel, you know, a little feel for where he was on them, you know.
Right.
And, I should have made some notes for you this morning, but, it was, I felt like I'd done so much good that I didn't go to the meeting last night. he's an independent. He is not fully in tune, but he knows about things like George Soros and the Bretton Woods 2 meeting that just happened. And we talked about socialism in a very general way. I told him that I thought Robin Hood was a thief.
Yes.
And so on, and that, you know, mentioned that every nickel that we get from an outside foreign government, I said, we talked about the definition of foreign government in Black's Law and Foreign's Corporation, and, you know, reminded him that every cent that we get, that they stole from someone else. And now this is a real poor county here, so, you know, I mean, they can take what they need, what they get, but we need to
up to a certain point, you know, and I've heard that argument made a lot of times, you know, if we don't take the money, somebody else will, you know, and it's kind of like it's kind of bad, you know. It's like, if I don't break in and rob this bank, the next guy's gone, you know? So stay right, we got to break stop
10-4.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Back to the phones. Go with our caller from Missouri, Fred. Your call-in number is 866-841-1065. Folks, if you'd like to call in today, you're certainly welcome to do so. You know, Fred, one of the things that I've been aware of whenever I'm talking to these county commissioners and stuff like this, not only to get to know the man, but then also to observe them when they're when they've got their official hat on. We have a fellow down here in McDonald County who's been a major player for a long time. He's about the size of Napoleon Bonaparte. He has about the same attitude, but he's a very interesting fellow to talk with. General contractor, electrician, and a rancher himself. Runs stock and rides the horse very well. But you can sit and do the tailgate talk and chatter with him, and he's just the nicest guy in the whole wide world. You go into a meeting with him, and he'll be talking just all hillbilly down home America. Right up until the time when the meeting comes on, his ball cap will come off. He'll throw it on the floor beside him usually and call a meeting to order. And at that point forward, this guy is all business and he's just as slick as a shoe.
Well, this guy's pretty easygoing. And from what I've been able to see in the meetings so far, I don't think they're doing a lot in the meetings. I think the meetings are for show and they do a lot of stuff, the rest of the week when we're not there watching.
Absolutely.
Because they have a
by the time you
they have a very shorter
by the time you get to the meeting, by the time you get to the meeting, everything that's going to be discussed has already been hammered out. I mean, you would be really mistaken, I think, in any case to come into a council meeting when you've got the secretary running, the tape recorders are rolling, and you don't have all of your ducks in order. That would be really, really foolish, and it would be crazy to even expect it. And I think you're absolutely right in that regard. They already basically know how they're going to go. They've talked to the people who are for and who are against something. They've worked out all their differences, and so oft times you'll have a unanimous vote on every issue. Go ahead.
Right. So we have three commissioners, and usually they have a very short agenda, double-spaced, 1.5 pages, and they zip right through it, and, well, what about this? Well, I make a motion for that. I second it, and then the three of them vote on it. Basically, it's three guys at the desk.
Yeah.
And we're talking about buying a salt spreader, and who's going to fix all the Chevy Lumina front wheel drive cop cars that are on their last leg? And
yeah.
Well, the road and bridges guy said, well, you can have a little of our money in the sheriff's department to do that, and some of the sheriffs are changing oil and. To save money and so on. There's not a whole lot going on. But when I first entered the room with him, I asked him, what I went there for, I asked him if he had information on the enterprise zones that he could give me. And I'd already talked to the clerk of the county earlier in the morning, and she said, talk to Marvin. And Marvin said, Marvin said, well, you need to talk to the board about that. And, of course, the board is the unelected, appointed people. Some of them are officials in other branches. One of them is at the health department, and so I'm going to have to track them down. I want to get some hard copies that I can go through. But apparently there is an enterprise zone, and there's an enhanced enterprise zone. And he's under the impression that the enterprise zone is just there to clean up the lead in our watershed. And I say he's pretty tuned in, but I don't think he has the full picture. We talked about the attack on our money on the dollar, and he said, this has happened before, and I said, yes. He said, but you know, during the last presidency, it was, the whole thing was kind of not talked about, and it was kind of dormant. And I got the impression that he didn't think that the, that 9/11 and all the wars had anything to do with the attack on our money, on our money supply, and that this was just popped up since the usurper came in, and so on and so forth. But I told him about, oh gosh, I told him a lot of stuff. I told him the story. He said, so you really think the bankers are behind all this, huh? I said, well, you know, and I told him the story about Rothschild and Napoleon crashing the English economy over the Battle of Waterloo, and I told him how they worked that, and he didn't know about the Illuminati, so I told him a little bit about Adam Weishaupt and how they had a plan all in place, you know, and they actually signed the plan a month before the Declaration of Independence was signed. They already had a plan in place to destroy us, and it's the same families and the same people. And that sunk in. I think I made an impression. And then at one point he said, and, you know, I said, well, all I do is, you know, read and study this stuff now because I moved to a place where I can't, where there's no work for economic reasons. I rented the other house. And, he said, well, he said, maybe you can, how did he put it exactly? But he said, well, maybe you can help me.
Exactly.
At one point.
Exactly.
At one point, and I said, well, and at that point, I stood up and I said, you know, and oh, that reminds me, you know, yes, I, you know, if there's anything that the county needs me to do, I'm available. If you want me to do research for you or paint the storeroom or run errands to the other courthouse across the county or whatever it is, I'm more than available to do that for you. And, we talked about creating a food plot in the county for the poor people to grow food, and he said that they had that up at one of the, I guess there's some kind of organization that helps needy people who are disabled and so on and so forth. There's a deaf guy that comes to the meetings every week who's kind of he's the go-to man for that group, and that they had some food plots going, and I could go up there and volunteer and work on their food plots. And I thought it was a productive meeting. You're right. I'm not going to learn everything about the guy, but if I could nose my way in there, you know, that would be a good thing to do. And I'm going to follow up on these.
Remember this, the
enterprise,
the story that I share so often about that brass ring of power. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As soon as you start to put your hand up, and this is, it's in a limited way, basically, what you're doing when you're saying that you're available to help out in the county. And he's sensing you out. He's trying to figure out whether you have it in you to reach up for that brass ring of power or whether you don't. But as soon as you do start to reach up there again, don't be surprised, as I say, you know, that you feel somebody's hand on your wrist and somebody with a Masonic grip on your elbow helping you to reach that brass ring of power. They're always recruiting, too. And so as you start to get more familiar with the people, they get more comfortable with you, you know, you're going to be able to start getting into their conversations a little deeper and deeper, finding out more about them. Another thing that I would encourage you to look into is, who is the regional council of government in your area? Oh, here in southwest Missouri, it's the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council, Regional Council of Government, or the COG. And find out who they are. Find out where their meetings are, and maybe travel up and sit in on a couple of those meetings as well. Now, you're not getting the full agenda, of course, in the kind of conversations that you've been having so far, largely because sometimes even the county commissioners are not really aware of the backstory. And so as you start to ask the questions and find out more information, find out about more about ICLEI, get the ICLEI primer off of the Freedom Advocates website, and ask about that. Look at enhanced 911 system and get into that. Find out whether or not they have enhanced 911 and where the mapping center is and who's in charge of that. Might take a look at the health commission, the health department, find out who's involved in there, and that sort of stuff. You'll start to get a better composite. And what I found, Fritz, is that when I do go around to these various boards and councils, and you start developing a list. These are the actors, the stakeholders in your area, And it's a surprisingly small list. You'll see the same names in the same places on all the boards. But hey, I'm glad you went. Thanks for the report. And we'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, thanks, William. Over and out.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back once again. A good call from Fritz. Always interested in hearing about what people are doing out there as they're becoming vocal local, getting to know the who's and the who's and the who's and the what's in their own areas. I'm glad to hear that. And I follow along with what Mel is encountering out there in Salida, Colorado with their election recounts that are going on and what Fritz is doing and elsewhere. But let's go back and close out the news for this morning. I just want to give you a little bit of a highlight off this one article, which is relatively important. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the second biggest U.S. bank by assets, sends it plans to win the race against a rival, Wells Fargo and Company, to bring microchip-embedded credit cards to their wealthiest consumers. All right? So it always starts with the wealthy, right? Absolutely, we beat Wells Fargo to the market. David Porter, general manager for Chase Card Services, said in an interview yesterday after Wells Fargo announced his plan to distribute chip cards later this year. Now, it's not going out to just any Joe Doe, by no means, all right? clearly there are customers at American Express that we would hope could benefit from this technology, and we obviously pick up more transactions as some kiosks and vendors won't take Chase cards with only a magnetic stripe. And they're talking about those people that are global travelers, all right? Because apparently the people in Europe haven't got the integrity to stay away from these microchips, so they're just flooding in. Almost 10 million U.S. consumers experienced credit card acceptance problems abroad in 2008, costing about $4 billion in lost transactions for merchants and $447 million in revenue for card issuers. And so they're building the case, you know. They're showing all the benefits to gain and the losses to avoid. And it comes on, we welcome competition and believe it's good for the marketplace. Our first priority is helping our customers succeed. Right. Initially, we're targeting the technology to our highest spend clients. Months after that, we'll issue the card to Chase branded products. But this is not cheap, all right? Issuing chip cards to affluent travelers makes sense as new U.S. regulations, including pending caps on debit card transaction fees, threaten to crimp bank revenue. Every transaction is vital. Losing a cross-border sale at the point of sale because of card format is incompatible and is just not acceptable. All right? So look for a microchip embedded in your credit card soon, America. It's coming. Now, yesterday, went into this American Planning Association a little bit, kind of an opening discussion on Agenda 21, a subject I've been studying for years, one that I enjoy talking about, one that I hope you will find out more about as well. Now, with Fritz, Fritz has just experienced another trip to the county commissioner's office. Well, we talked about this idea of developing community hazard plans in response to the federal programs yesterday, wherein we found that the American Planning Association gets together and works with FEMA to implement these global initiatives on the local level. And here, this is a course outline from the American Planning Association website, course structure, and I'm just going to run down through the agenda so that you get an idea. If you happen to be elected as a county committee man or county committee woman, if you happen to be elected as a county commissioner, presiding commissioner, if you're on any of these boards, unelected boards, if you happen to be volunteer firemen and first responders, you might get invited to come to a course similar to this. Certainly, if you happen to be one of the change agents, maybe you're working for the University Extension, you know, university land-grant university extension agencies, you might be involved in a seminar like this. This is the course structure. They have a welcome. Then they do a survey summary. The purpose, put a local touch on the workshop by giving the state context on the subject. Quickly summarize the results for the survey conducted prior to the workshop. Now, I have another book here in this same big binder. This is a huge 3-inch spine binder that I put together on all this stuff. And in here, we can find a FEMA article right out of the Getting Started with Hazard Mitigation Planning, where they talk about taking these articles, like the one that we had for you this morning, right off the news wires, as regards to the weather event here in Arkansas, where you've got tornadoes. That's really good. Flooding, that's really good stuff. You have some kind of a disaster, some kind of a bridge collapse. These are all real good stuff, and the intention here is that these facilitators will download, print out, and make copies of these kinds of articles to insert in their course material. So again, they say put a local touch on the workshop by giving the state context on the subject. Now, you would think that, you know, when you go into these meetings that you're necessarily dealing with all locals, but that's not the case. Oftentimes there's the bronze man or the bronze woman, and they're the facilitator. That's the person that's up at the front. You might be talking with a FEMA representative that makes his entire career getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a year traveling around the United States in a company car, government car, or maybe some other form of travel, staying in expensive hotels, doing these seminars over and over and over and over again. It's so slick, it's so smooth, and it's so polished, you know. And their teeth are absolutely, you know, bright white. Their skin is bronze colored from all of the tans, and their clothing is impeccable. Very comfortable, very casual, but impeccable nonetheless. When they put on their chinos, they didn't get from Blair's catalog. Anyway, continuing. Workshop structure overview. Purpose. Give the programmatic context for the day. Programmatic context for the day. Show the parallels between hazard mitigation planning and comprehensive planning. So what we're going to try and do here is to diffuse anyone from thinking, oh, this is a comprehensive planning and zoning meeting. But what they're actually doing is they're showing the parallels then between hazard mitigation planning, which will eventually become comprehensive planning and zoning, but they don't want to put that out right away. And introduce them to the worksheet concept that will be visited throughout the workshop. This is newspeak, okay? It's a worksheet. And what the worksheet is all about is basically it's a dialogue to consensus in a written format. As you go through the process, you'll be led to all of the things. It's like going in and working with a vacuum cleaner salesman. They overcome objections. In addition to that, Mrs. Jones, would there be any other reason why you would hesitate to take action today? You know. But wait, that's not all. For every interview, I've got a free Ginzu knife and a bottle of cheap perfume. Anyway, continues. Hazards and how they affect the community. This is the next section. To turn over the workshop to the consultant trainer who will lead the remainder of the morning, either solo or in conjunction with the FEMA representative. I think, well, my God, this is the American Planning Association. That's right. And these are planners. These are change agents. And they work for you right where you are. They're professionals at dialectic and dialogue to consensus. But this is now the time where they turn it over to the consultant trainer or the FEMA representative. So you start off with somebody that everybody in town knows, and then they do the handoff to the pro, to the change agent. Creating a facts base and identifying issues. Purpose. Introduce participants to the HERA process and provide them with the sources of information for identifying hazards, determining vulnerability, both physical, societal, and special populations, right? That'd be the aged, the elderly, the infirm, and so on, the handicapped, and estimating potential losses. Now, you'll find that their actuarials, their insurance people, have got some tremendous lists to talk about all of these horrible losses. Horrific. And they're going to show you the benefits to gain by establishing a hazard mitigation planning system in your county, as opposed to the losses to avoid. So you know all of their losses are on the high side. Demonstrate how to determine hazard priorities. And present the idea of linkages as related to hazards and their connections to all aspects of a community. Now, I've got to say and insert here that I came to this body of understanding after the small rural county that I was living in at the time, right next door to us here, after they had already started through the formal hazard mitigation planning system. And I'd gotten all their workbooks and stuff like that, and I'd gone and sat down through the meetings, but then I went through the draft plan. And I was wondering, how is it possible that a rural county in southwest Missouri would ever even posit this crap? Who would put this in your mind? You know, you'd never think about all of these things. But then, through digging in, then we started to find out just where it was all coming from. And it's just basically Agenda 21, the implementation of Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development. Continuing, and relate the idea and present the idea of linkages as related to hazards and their connections to all aspects of a community. We'll be right back after this break and continue.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
One of the ways that you, the dear listener, can find out whether or not you have hazard mitigation planning where you are is just to look and see whether or not you have an enhanced 911, enhanced 911 in your area. If you do, then you do have this system, and it's operative right where you are. And a lot of places that haven't been able to get the enhanced 911 system off the ground are also long down this particular path. But this path is a path away from property, private property ownership, and this is a path to complete control of your county by the federal government, all right? This is, takes it to a whole other understanding of why we need to become vocal local, because as globalism makes its transition from global to local, it's using all of the actors and all of the players that it can bring to bear on these things, and FEMA numbers real high on this list, as does your local council of government. Whether it be ICLEI or, you know, some other sustainable community program or watershed groups, you know, you've got to know that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the shadow government, is laying back there in the background, operative. And so, continuing, this is a workshop, and this is one of the kind of things that you've got to keep your, you know, your ear to the railroad track. You've got to keep your eyes scanning on your local papers and understand that you're not going to get much of a heads up on these kind of workshops when they come into town. You might not even get an invitation. You might have to be an inside tracker to be able to know that it's coming. But when it is coming, this is an ideal opportunity for you to block public buy-in. All right? Public buy-in. Blocking it right where you are. in your towns, your cities, your counties, and your states. So continuing, they continue the morning's course structure, the workshop, and the overview with this, prioritizing hazards and identifying linkages. And then option two is identifying stakeholders. We want to identify, we want to target all of the people who have the most to gain and the least to lose, or the most to lose, in the area. We want to get as many people that we can that are prominent in the insurance business. This is kind of like finding, or the real estate sales business, or any other sales business. This is like finding the centers of influence in your town. One of the reasons why it would be ineffective for me to go around the United States and come to your town and make presentations is that when I get to your town, I'm a stranger. I don't know who the actors are. I don't know who the players are, like Fritz is discovering now in his town. When he goes to these county commission meetings, he's just starting. He's just starting to develop his list, and hopefully he's making a list like Santa Claus and checking it twice, trying to figure out who's been naughty and who's been nice. All right? But you need to identify the stakeholders. It's also very helpful to monitor the local newspaper and find out about all of the Masonic order, you know, find out all the club members. You know, every time they have a an awards ceremony and they show a photograph of all of the good brethren up there, you know, the fellow crafters, you want to write down all the names that you see off that photo caption. And I like to save the old newspapers. I don't know about you. But that way you can ID the things that they're doing when they're identifying children. They have the Mo Chip program. Well, lots of things that the Masons do. Keep your eyes peeled for the Knights of Columbus in your area as well. This Easter here was really great because they brought out all of the interfaith pastors in the area. These are the ones that get together. They're trying to build a one umbrella roof promise community in faith. When we talk about a mess, there's a mess. You know, you've got your Catholic priests up there. You've got your two or three Protestants. You've got your Seventh-day Adventists. And then you've got your choking Jew in the back with a yarmulke. You know, it's the way it works. So you can pay attention to things like that. Write all those names down, too. Keep your list. But continuing, they're looking for identifying stakeholders. Then they have a lunch break. They come back. Mitigation and planning for disaster-resistant communities. They go through with an introduction. The purpose of mitigation. And then the purpose. Define mitigation for the group and have the group define the purposes of mitigation from sustainability, smart growth, etc. points of view. Now, of course, in order for people to have any understanding whatsoever of what sustainability is and what smart growth is, you're going to have to teach them. They'd already have to be educated into that. And they are. And they're indoctrinated. But again, if you look at on my webpage, on the chat room link, or on any of the pages of my website, there's very little else there, but there's a couple of links. And Freedom Advocates is one of the links. That's Michael Shaw's website, Freedom Advocates. They're out in California, Santa Cruz. And he's got an Ickley primer there and a bunch of other stuff, including some of the things that I've written. Some of the talks that I've had with him are all archived there, and so much more. But he's got a great little guide under the Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. That's a good one. There's another one, Sustainable Development or Sustainable Freedom. And this is put out by Freedom 21. And then we've got another pamphlet there, Sustainable Development from Global to Local Action Plans, which includes a catalog for all of a lot of the various products that Michael Shaw and company have produced out there. All right, so these are the ways that you can come back in and counter the change agent's craft and guile by helping to be an educator and educating them what the downside of sustainable development is. What is the Global Biodiversity Assessment? What is Agenda 21, the Orange Book? And if you have copies of these things with you and some key pages Xeroxed off, you can have some handouts and maybe some booklets and some pamphlets to hand out. You can work with the people right in your community and start to help build awareness of what is sustainable development, what it means to us, and why we need to be opposed to it. But this is not something that I can do just by blowing into town and doing a two-hour talk, all right? Which is why I decided to do radio instead. Revisit the idea of linkages from the morning as a way to define mitigation further and better understand the purpose. Discuss concepts of structural and non-structural and active and passive mitigation presented in a form of a matrix. Again, we'll come back to all this hazard mitigation. But remember, from Agenda 21, the chapter number 7, promoting a human settlement development, they have this 7.59, the three distinct areas of activity foreseen under this program area, namely the development of a culture of safety, that's their words, not mine. I turn it around and say a safety cult, pre-disaster planning and post-disaster reconstruction. So down in Arkansas, they're having flooding. Everything's going upside down and inside out and soaking wet down there, okay? And in this process, they have their hazard mitigation plans and all of their first responders already geared up and ready to rock and roll. Think about Katrina. How long did it take them to actually get on the ground with boots running? That was a model. That was a test site. That was a beta site for hazard mitigation planning. It's all based on exhausting capabilities, exhausting capacity. First, it was up to the 9th Ward to exhaust all that they had. Then, it was up to the police department to exhaust everything that they had to throw at it. Then, it was up to the city council. They exhausted everything that they had. Only then did they surrender to the parish or the county, and after the county, to the state. And finally, when the state had exhausted all of its means and abilities, then they handed it over to the federal government, which means they handed it over to FEMA. And at that point, the Mexican troops started rolling into town, along with Blackwater and everybody else. All right? So if you understand what it is, and if you understand the writing and the agenda behind it, then it helps you to recognize things more easily when you see it around you, and you're less likely to run after the bullhorn boy crying martial law. All right? Local planning processes. Purpose. Provide an overview of the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000. All right, so now this is legislation. And we read these documents. The reason I read these documents is because I need these linkages. I want to find out about this legislation, the Stafford Act, and what it is and what it means and how it's applied, and so on. And I would encourage you to do the same. Because if you're in a public meeting, like Fritz was, and you're trying to get something across to the elected officials or the appointed, you know, a Soviet board or a council, you're going to need to be Johnny on the spot. They're not going to want to hear about the Illuminati, Fritz. What they're really going to want to hear about is all of the stuff that they can sink their teeth into and that they can stand behind, all the law, all the legislation, all the programs coming down from the United Nations, coming down into the federal government, from the federal government to the state emergency management agency, from the state emergency management agency to your county emergency management agency, and to your local police departments, your first responders, your planning commissions. That's what they want to hear. That's what the message is. And if you've got the documentation to back it up, they have no place to go. There's no wiggle room. They can't put a tinfoil hat on you. All right, and that's the goal. So then Disaster Mitigation Act 44 CFR Part 201. Well, by golly, once again, we're right out of time. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. We'll continue this discussion. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy for
from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.